Having fun though. Yeah. Where were we?
So my day here. I get here at 6 a.m. Lucky me. And from 6 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. I actually sit in the back room of the clubhouse, which is kind of nice. I'm away from all the guys, so it's very peaceful. And I take phone orders. People call, hi, I need 3 chickens and a loaf of bread. Hi, I need this. Hi, I need that. Normally I get their life story as well. You know, my sister's coming in and this, that, and the other and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I've been on the phone with you for 7 seconds and there's, or 7 minutes and there's like 6 calls coming in. So I really need to go. But what I do is I keep everything on one pad of paper, and then that's like my rough draft kind of. And then once I have a moment, once the phone stops ringing, I'll take all of those names and transfer them into our main ledger book here. And then I'll use the ledger book later in the day when people come to pick up their chickens. I'll scratch their name off. So I chill back there, you know, get my strength ready to come deal with the old guys. And I do call them old guys affectionately. They know it's all with love. So about 9 o'clock, I'll come up to the chicken shack and I'll start cutting the foil to wrap the chickens. And then I'll, you know, eat my donut, say good morning, pick on the old guys a little bit. And then once that first poll of chickens come off, the day just really starts going. When the poll of chickens come off, you know, you have to untie the string. The string's there to keep the chickens on the poll. And then once they're ready to come off, you have to untie them. And then you wrap up the chickens in foil and then stack them in some white cooler boxes to kind of keep them heated in there. And then once I do tell people that chickens aren't ready until about 11:30, 12 o'clock, and that's really just in case we get a late start, you know, we're safe. And then also that's when the kitchen people will get here. So I really kind of want to promote their sales as well. Like, and it's just more fun if you can come and get a whole meal instead of just a chicken. So then about 11:30, that's when my job kicks back in again. People start coming, you know, hi, how are you? What's your last name? Let me check my ledger book. Oh, you have 2 chickens. Some people tell me that I'm a little too nice, because if people have more than one chicken, I'll say, oh, how do you want that bag? Do you want to do separate bags? Can I put them together? You know, and I mean, when it's 2 chickens, it's handable. You can handle it. But then people have like 7 chickens and they're like, okay, I need 3 in here and 2 in here and 1 single. And you're just like, never mind, I'm not going to ask anymore. But I really enjoy all the people that come here. A lot of the times, and I promise I'm not sounding creepery or anything, but I watch their cars come down the road. So when they're walking to me from the parking lot, I can get their chickens ready because I know what car they drive. I know who they are. So it's just for new customers. I have to ask for their name and go through that process. And then, again, just counting my lucky stars here, I get to stay until 6 in the evening when all those chickens leave. So I kind of like it that I know everything that's happened that day. There's no, like, discrepancies for me to fall into. Oh, well, this person said this happened this morning, and so I know what happened because I was here. I answered all the phone calls. I gave directions on how to get here, told people, you know, oh, yeah, it's not raining down here, but bring your umbrella, all those kinds of things. So in the end, yeah, I mean, when I go home, I'm just ready for a shower and shorts and air conditioning, but it's not really not that bad of a day.
Yeah. And is this a paid position or a volunteer?
For me, it is a paid position because I am still a student, but for most of the older gentlemen, it is just volunteer. However, we're all lucky. Every morning we have donuts that they bring us for breakfast, so... they're just from a local place here in Weirton. So I think Mr. Kosanovich, who you talked to earlier, I think he has a deal set up with them. So they know, oh, it's Wednesday morning, we have to get our donuts ready. And then we, I think it's Donut Connection. So it is very, and I think, I'm not sure what their system is, but when you go in, like if you don't see the donut, you can tell them and they just go make it for you. So I'm not sure the back scenes of it, but they're always pretty good. And then we always get lunch here. Normally it's just like lunch meat, cold cuts, sandwiches, but I think it's kind of a routine now on Wednesday that that's what you have to eat. Some of the other students and I that work here on occasion will splurge and order pizza. Then we usually have to wait a little bit longer because the pizza places, you know, aren't open at 10:30 in the morning when we're having lunch. So we have to wait a little longer. And then we each get one chicken for working here all day. So the old guys, myself included. And then, of course, we get free beverages all day long as well.
Are most of the people who come down here, do you think they're Serbian?
I do think the majority of them are Serbian. There are, I think my personal opinion is that for some of the old guys, this is really what keeps them going. You know, if it wasn't for this and for chickens, they, you know, might be at home. They might still be sleeping, just sitting in their chairs. I know that they're very tired at the end of the day when they leave, but I think it is good for them to be out and be surrounded by their friends again. And they do have a really good time. And I think what happens is, you know, they might notice that their friend has recently retired and they say, oh, come to chickens with me. So we have a couple non-Serbians that kind of get down here just by knowing somebody or just kind of show up one day, and we just love them all the same. Of course, we tease them for not being Serbian. You know, we can't have a Polish cooking the chickens, but it's all in good fun.
And what are the main guys who you work with who are cooking the chickens?
Okay, so I consider Mr. Zateslo, Teddy, to be my boss, and I consider him to be like the owner of the picnic grounds, just because for him, the picnic grounds is not just the place that you go on Wednesday. He comes to the picnic grounds on Monday, comes on Tuesdays, comes on Wednesdays, comes on Thursdays, comes on Fridays, comes on Sundays. He's here all the time. So I really consider him to be the person that, oh, you know, he's the one who got a big thank you card today instead of just a little note card. He's the one, you know, I always make sure, hi, how are you doing? Like, what's up today? And then Mr. Kosanovich would be next. I think he knows a lot of people, and he is the treasurer of the men's club, slash secretary, slash 18 other hats that he wears. So he's another person that I hold in high regard to kind of know what's going on. And then my last friend is Pete Zateslo, and he is actually Ted's nephew. He's not an old guy. He's only like 50s, but I just clump him with the old guys because, I mean, can't be like my young guy. He's not really young either. So I just clump him with my old guys. But he actually sits at the chicken shack with me until 6 o'clock, and we sell all the chickens together. So those are the three like main people that I would think of. But you know, during chickens, we usually have the same crowd every week. So Mitch is here, George, John, Carl, Gary, Al, Nino, all those guys are here, and we are kind of just like a family. I think I'm not sure we would all claim each other, but we are a family. I don't think he was here yet. He is having car trouble today, so he normally gets here about 8 o'clock. He's usually here from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, and he gets the bar set up. So he deals with the beer delivery that comes, eats like 6 donuts every morning. He loves the donuts. And then he leaves, and you know, he always tells me that he's cutting grass or doing laundry. But in my heart, I know that he's taking a nap, but I just let him, you know, let him go. And then he comes back about 3 o'clock usually and works from 3 to 6 with me. And then he also stays and closes the picnic grounds. So he sometimes has to kick people out when it's time to go. He cleans up. He locks the gate at the top of the hill. So he's another person that I would hold in high regard to kind of know everything. You know, when it gets dark, he's always the one that turns the lights on under the shelter. He knows where everything is all the time. So He's a good guy to have around.
And is Ted the president of the men's club?
Ted is the president of the men's club, yes. He has been, to my knowledge, for quite some time. I'm not always sure if he's particularly happy in that role or if it was maybe they just had this open spot that needed filled, and I think he just did it and has kind of run with it. But he always makes great strides for the picnic grounds.
So aside from the chicken, you didn't really inherit any other Serbian foods that you ate at home?
I did not. There's a special Serbian bread. It's called pogača. My mom has never made it, but I know that Mr. Zatezla's wife makes it all the time, and a lot of my family members make it all the time. My mom has never made it. I don't really know what's so special about it. I mean, for me, bread is bread. It's not like a sweet bread. It's not like anything. It's not like a braided bread or anything special. It's literally just a round flat loaf of bread. But that's a Serbian thing. I guess, no, I got nothing. Serbian Christmas is January 7th, and it always snows on Serbian Christmas, and that's about all I know. Yeah, so I think it's always on my list to kind of explore more. I mean, after all, it's a part of who I am. I mean, I am Methodist by faith, but I think it would be interesting just to know what they believe and, you know, what are some of their other traditions.
So about 5 o'clock it'll get busy.
Yes.
Under the pavilion too.
Yes. So about 4:30, 5 o'clock, everybody starts rolling in with their picnic baskets. The parking lot will fill up. There's usually almost very close to a wreck every Wednesday because everybody wants the first spot up here. How are you today?
Good. Two for Faulkner, and I went up. Look.
They did. Here.
That'd be okay if they gained a pound or two.
I know. But you know what happened is where we get them from,
yeah, everything,
they kept going
hot.
Up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we thought that our plan was that we could save you like until the end of the season and just start next year.
We don't care. It's just, it's all good.
Okay. $16.
Keep your